A few days after a Walmart employee was trampled to death by a crowd of over-eager bargain shoppers last month, a candlelight vigil was held outside the store to remember the man and to raise public awareness about the perils of excessive consumption and materialism in everyday life. The vigil was led by a charismatic performance artist named Reverend Billy. The vigil at Walmart was the latest pulpit for Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping, a long-running bit of political and education performance art led by New York City actor Bill Talen. It was about 10 years ago that Talen, then an unemployed actor, artist, and writer living in Los Angeles, decided to change his life and move to New York City. He bought himself a white suit, a black vest, and a clerical collar, and hit the streets as Reverend Billy, the high priest of the Church of Stop Shopping. While the good Reverend is not ordained by any church, this evangelical look-alike does have an honest-to-God philosophy. It's rooted in his moral outrage at excessive and irresponsible consumption. Talen says he first tried on his preaching persona in New York's Times Square.
People started clapping alongside of me. I had my little pine pulpit that I put on the sidewalk. We had town meetings out in front of Disney. Then we started going inside the Disney store and performing there, sometimes pretending we were customers. You know, after a while, maybe the manager catches on, but we are able to share information about the Disney company before we leave or before we're forced out.
That was just the beginning. Talen has since been joined by a 40-member volunteer gospel choir. The Church of Stop Shopping performs regularly in New York and in other cities in the U.S. and around the world. Their joyous sound contrasts sharply with their message warning against the shopocalypse, which Talen says looks a lot like the current worldwide economic crisis.
We don't know right now what is happening to us. What we in the Church of Stop Shopping do know is that for years, we've just been told by our governments, we've been told by our religious institutions, our economic institutions, have been telling us everything's going to be okay if you just shop until you drop.
The real solution to our woes, Talen says, is to take a break and slow down. Consume less, buy less.
We're addicted to shopping the way alcoholics are addicted to alcohol. We're stuffing a hole in our soul with things that we're purchasing. We believe the way to stop doing it is to have healthy neighborhoods, to have healthy relationships with each other, to talk, to listen. I don't need a product right now. I don't need to buy a product to talk to you. Let's just do it.
Reverend Billy sermonizes about core human values, and shopping isn't one of them. You can see him at work in the 2007 Morgan Spurlock documentary, What Would Jesus Buy?
Dear, dear, I'm so sorry, dear, I have sinned!
The film follows the Church of Stop Shopping on a bus tour across the United States during Christmas season. En route, the troupe stages impromptu interventions in shopping malls, churches, at people's front doors, and in Disneyland.
Everything here, Main Street, USA, it's made in China.
Sir?
Something's wrong.
Talen and choir are escorted out of Disneyland by the police. While Talen is not a religious man, his faith is unmistakable. You can't shop your way to happiness, he says. Asked his wish for the new year, the preacher in him can't resist a sermon.
The earth has got a message that is unmistakable. It's coming in the form of tornadoes and floods and fires and droughts. We're getting a message from the only real, authentic preacher. We have to slow down our consumerism, and we have to help each other do it at a rate that is radically fast. We need to change. Change-a-luya.
With his trademark wisdom and wit, Bill Talen, as Reverend Billy, hopes to make the world a better, happier place, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the entire year. I'm Roseanne Scherble.